Welcome to episode 23 of Nothing on the Radio, the podcast where we discuss which animals you'd like to fuck and why. I'm the main host, Emily Haig, with my co-host here,
Lewis Riley. We discuss, would you prefer to have sex with an animal that has hands like a monkey or that doesn't? And I think we determined Em wanted to have sex with a guinea pig, I think, was...
Just little hands.
They do have little hands, yeah. Actually. Good for tickling.
Yes. Mm. Getting in those good for spooning. Little nooks and crannies.
Oh.
Ew. The I thing regret is, saying that immediately.
Sorry we haven't been here for a couple of weeks. Em had a bit of a mental breakdown, actually. She's been rubbing feces all over her face and the walls. And, she was in a pretty bad place. But I dragged her out of the mental ward of the John Hunter tonight, and she's cleaned herself up and she says she's ready to go.
We'll see.
Okay, let's just clear it up. She didn't smear feces on the face, as far as I know.
Just the wall.
And there wasn't a mental breakdown. So don't worry about that. And just so you guys know, we did post I posted a very funny photo of us, our workspace surrounded by fans. I didn't just buy a bunch of fans to put around the room for a pun or a joke, although that would be money well spent. It was, I got some fans replaced in the house, and that's why there's five
fans. What are you going to do with these?
Well, they're really good, props for gags and jokes, so I might just hang on to them indefinitely. Just take him to work. I might flock him off. You know what? Excellent segue.
Yeah.
Because we were told by the electrician that we could probably flog them off on Facebook Marketplace. They said $50 to $100 a fan. Mm. Now, would have bought and sold stuff on Facebook Marketplace?
I haven't ever sold. Oh, yeah. Some furniture, actually, I've sold.
Just people are fucking frustrating.
Yes.
People are idiots as well. Now, anyone who's seen it, it's pretty much like Gumtree, but it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it's always, there's some regular normal people in there, don't get me wrong. But then there's a person that puts up Apple iPhone, doesn't tell you what model it is, doesn't say what gigabytes, and it's just like perfect condition except crack screen, home button doesn't work, and battery runs out after 5 minutes.
I saw someone selling a toaster on the other day that didn't work. They're like, you'll have to replace the element or something in it. And I was like, you can buy a toaster for $10 at Kmart.
This is the thing as well. Selling old fry pan, old non-stick fry pan. All the Teflon's ripped off it, $4. It's like, it's not fucking worth
it. No longer has handle.
Still great for cooking charcoal steaks. It's just, there's that many fucking idiots. Yeah. And this is... why when they're like, hey, put the fans on, Facebook Marketplace, I'm like, but then I'm going to have to deal with 500 fucking questions about someone going, oh, which fan? Can you do the install? Can you do the delivery as well? Yeah. Can you deliver?
I think if I ever bought a new car, I'd just do the trade-in thing because I couldn't be bothered dealing with people trying to sell my fucking car.
The general public are fucking morons.
Yeah.
Talking about the general public.
You guys. You morons.
Talk about you fucking idiots out there. I don't think it was any of you guys because, look, I took a couple of photos in the last couple of weeks of people who did bad parking.
Did you blank out the number plates? Because we can post them, can't we?
Ooh, I could. I could blank out the number plates, couldn't I?
We could start.
Well, no, I think there's an... I don't think we should need this podcast to become like the Catch a Bad Parker podcast. I'd much prefer it to be Catch a Predophile podcast.
When you catch a bad park, you should put one of our stickers.
Did I say catch a predophile? Pedophile.
I was predator.
Yeah, bad parkers sticker. Nothing on the radio sticker.
You've been
fucked by nothing on the radio.
Note ahead.
Like, what? Nothing, don't worry about it. Take the sticker off. No, so the first one, driving through Newcastle, two lanes, and this bloke just stopped in the left lane. And I was sort of coming up slowly behind him and he just stops, gets out of his car and just starts walking away from it. Mm-hmm. And he was old. He would have been 80 years old. And I'm like, he must just... See, I want to edit my story so it sounds like I wasn't such a prick. But I saw him go into the funeral home and I still beeped at him.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well.
You told me you beeped and then you.
No, because he was well on his way to the funeral home and I'm like, this bloke is literally going to this building.
Maybe he was going there to die.
I've got
I was getting the ball rolling.
I've got a 3 o'clock appointment to die. I'm a bit early. Oh, that's a good one. No, and so I beeped and he sort of looked at me and like waved me around his parked car in the middle of the road. And yes, he was going to the funeral home and he may have been dealing with some pretty serious issues. Probably was. People out there think I'm some sort of monster. But as I was saying him tonight, you could cause a fucking another death by parking your car in the middle of the fucking road and just leaving it.
You think that old people should just get their license taken away at a certain age?
We discussed this, 40 years old. I've only got another...
Oh, that's right.
I've only got another 5 or 6 years of my license.
Sweet, retirement.
But so that happened. And then like less than a week later, there was another lady. I was parked in the in a Woolworths shopping centre car park.
Mm.
And this lady is driving along and she's just done one of those lazy left-hand turns into it where a third of her car is actually in the wrong lane.
Mm.
And I'm like, nah, she'll have to fix it here. And she got out, looked at how bad a car park was, and then just got out of the car and went inside.
Took her own photo.
And I took a photo this time, making sure she wasn't going to a funeral home. And she went straight in the shops. And I saw her in the shops. It wasn't like she was like... in and out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
She went and did a little bit of shopping and like grabbed some, I saw eggs and milk, you know, all the standard stuff.
Yeah. See, this annoys me because like I said, I pride myself on my reverse parking skills. I'm a fucking excellent parker.
Yeah. Don't, you better whisper the fucking because we never swear on this one. Yeah. So look, name and shame. Like I try to avoid, I guess, old people walking into fucking funeral homes now because that's, look, he could have been stealing someone who just died. But at the same time, just fucking park
don't
properly.
Just stop your car in
and I don't care how old you are. If you're fucking 80, 90, 100 years old and you can't park properly, don't fucking drive.
Yeah.
And as I was saying before, you'll kill someone. And everyone's just like, oh, you know, they're old. They've got their way.
They need their independence.
Exactly. But they'll fucking kill someone and feel sorry for the people they kill. Don't feel sorry for them.
It's a current affair thing, this.
This is our podcast is
aimed. This is really getting quite serious.
What else?
You know what grinds my gears?
Old people. Fucking dirty cunts.
Wow, escalated quickly.
Oh, look. Don't get me started on old people and boomers and that. They drive me crazy. Actually, we'll talk about my mum.
She'll love this.
Oh, if she ever listens to it. Now, I'm sure, I think we've talked about it briefly before, and everyone has dealt with that sort of 50-plus person on Facebook, mainly on Facebook, because I don't think that they branch out into Instagram that much, and Facebook and Facebook Messenger, where they just don't know what is considered like normal behavior. And my mum and stepdad are overseas, and my stepdad has posted literally several hundred photos since they've been away. You lose interest. And you know what? That's why my mum said, I just don't care that much anymore. If they came back and showed me 100 photos, you're like, happy, yeah, where's this? Oh, who was that? Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
But when you're just fucking bombing me with photos.
And it's just a picture of like a building or a river.
Yeah, and as I said to you before, mum's like, hey, this is where we're going in a few days. I'll send some photos. And then she sent photos. They weren't hers.
So she hadn't even been there yet.
I don't even know because I stopped paying attention. But she shared these three photos, but they weren't her photos. She was like, hey, this is where I'm going. It's like, how I could have fucking found them. What are you doing?
She just Googled,
did
she?
No, yes, Google images. Yeah, and it was like, okay. Oh, but because they're so bad at it, she didn't actually save the image and send it to us. She did the old screenshot like, oh, this will work. So it's got all the fucking shit on it. But then I'm like, and then no one said anything. I think because we're all just fucking sick and tired of it. And then she wrote, is anyone there? With a teary face. And I'm like, oh
you upset her.
So, no, now I upset it in a second because that's when I said to her, yeah, mum, we're all here. Maybe, look, it's great that you're having fun, but, you know, it's more fun if we come back and then you show us the photos and we're much more excited being there and sitting there and talking about the stories and photos. When you come back, just enjoy your holiday. And then she fucking ghosted us and she has not talked to us.
For like 2 days or something.
And then I sort of tried to soften the, break the ice?
Break the ice, soften the blow.
Soften the blow. Mm. I don't know. Either way, I sent her a video of my son because it's good emotional blackmail to get people talking. And she only gave me a thumbs up at this video. And I'm like,
poor Charlie.
Oh my God. and Charlie was at his cutest. He was at a trampoline park. So he was, you know, so cute.
That heartless bitch.
No, and then she did come back eventually, and so she must have got over it. She must have thought my love for my grandson is just not worth the argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, so terrible segue.
Just trying to think.
Let's look at something else on the board.
Oh, talking about your son and your soon-to-be daughter, would you guys
that
ever...
makes it sound like he's a son and soon-to-be daughter. Okay. He's having sex change.
I can see how that comes.
I wouldn't mind my son. If my son eventually decided that he was...
we're going to talk about.
If he wanted to be a woman, like if he was legitimately like, I've never been happy in my body, I don't think I'm ever going to be happy. And he went, I want to become woman. And I'd be like, you know what, mate, whatever makes you happy. I don't think at 2.5 years old he can make that decision, though.
No.
He can't say train properly. He still doesn't understand colours. Em's just fixing up a button.
No, I realised that there's actually a button missing on my dress, so you can probably see my boobs right now. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I will leave my son's gender as male until he decides... Maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe, but yeah.
So would you and Megan, I know that you didn't do it, but would you ever do a
gender reveal? I don't think so. Like, they're all the rage. I do love... I think I'd do it, but only if I could do something fucking stupid, like the guys that... Did you see the car that did a burnout?
Oh, my God.
And then it caught on fire?
Surely that was in Maitland.
It was in Australia, at least. They were doing a burnout.
I was about to say, I love the ones where it goes wrong. Like, they go to pop the balloon and they suddenly let go of the balloon and then no one knows what the
no. sense is. Oh, and you know what as well? Is that the parents often don't even know.
I know. Well,
yeah. And then, like, they pop a balloon or cut a cake or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you got a blue cake or a pink cake or whatever. Mm-hmm. Look. I guess it's a bit of fun. Some people are really crazy about it.
Yeah.
And
there's two extremes at the moment. I find that everyone's like, gender doesn't matter and gender is irrelevant and it doesn't, like, if you want to be a woman that calls yourself a man or whatever, then that's all. But then there's this other side of the world that is like, we have to do the pink and blue thing, you know? It's all come at the same time, don't you think?
Yeah, like, I know what you're saying. It's like you've got this cultural clash at the moment of people going, don't assign gender and it's blah, blah, blah. And
let's have parties.
At the other time, people going, hey, fuck that. Yeah. Let's fucking tell everyone that he's got a dick.
Yeah. and that's the most important and exciting thing.
I would really love going to a gender party if they like popped a balloon and inside were lots of penises. Yeah. Maybe helium penises.
Let's start this and then all have like, you know.
Vagina ones.
Yeah.
Or... maybe, like, they go, and it's going to be a... and then either the husband pulls his pants down and shows his penis.
Yeah.
Or the mother pulls her down to pulls her pants down to show her vagina.
Yeah. This could work.
Is the vagina the whole
thing? The vulva.
The vulva's what you see.
The vagina's the hole.
The hole, right. So not a lot of people see the vagina.
No.
Is it the vulva is the outside of it?
That's like the whole thing.
And they created the seatbelt.
What? Oh. This isn't an anatomy lesson, but I will give it if I need to.
But no one says that. No one says
no
like...
one, yeah. If like, you hear guys be like, I touched you on the vagina. You didn't.
I guess pussy is used probably more.
Yeah.
Colloquially.
Colloquially.
Oh, fucking few drinks in, I shouldn't use big words like that. But no, gender reveal, I really love for people to branch out and become either like and really push their like, no, it's the fucking boy and like, yeah, like really lifelike cakes of penises and vaginas and stuff like that. And they reveal, it's like, oh.
Sam Garno from the kitty gate.
Good. Oh, yes, my brother is lurking around. He's changing where he lived. He's now...
changing where he lived.
Now I'll move to...
you worked that one out, Sam.
As we spoke, he's just walk in. He's just moved to Wollongong, if people care.
The Gong.
He's actually already started calling himself the Schlong from the Gong. And that's what his business cards are
going to
say.
That should be in your number plates, yeah.
Schlong. Schlongong.
Schlongong.
So if you hear anyone in the background, because he refuses to put a microphone, hear this... that's just him in the background. I think he's worried because... as it's happened a lot more lately, is that people in positions of power, whether it's politically or leaders of industry and stuff like that. Look at those. Fuck, that was a good sentence.
Yeah.
Fucking good sentence.
Or if you're the schlong from the gong.
Yeah, schlong from the gong.
You got a reputation to protect.
No, and all these people becoming and getting these high positions, and then they're like, well, mate, what's going on? 10 years ago, you're on a podcast and you just started blaming the Jews for everything. And he's like, oh, God damn it. Fucking told Lou I didn't want to go on the podcast and talk about Jews.
He made me.
I thought he said juice.
I was talking about how much I hated juice.
I hate juice. I also hate the Jews, but I mainly hate juice. Completely out of context. So, yeah, if you hear him in the background, he's just being careful of his professional...
Career.
Yeah, that's right. Professional career. Let's talk... you know what? Let's talk about... We were talking about dicks and vaginas before. What did you...
Let's keep talking about them.
Because we don't talk about dicks and vaginas a lot. So what did you call your vulva?
There you go.
You're learning. We're all learning. What did you call your front bum when you were a wee little girl?
Just that, a front bum, no.
Quickly, before Emma answers, I'll just completely fucking interrupt her here. I hit her up. I'm like, hey, we should talk about this. What did you call it when you were a young girl? And she went, mutt. I'm like,
you just took the words out of my mouth, though. Mutt. Only because it's what my brother used to say.
There is no way your mum went, gotta dry the mutt. Remember, front to back on the mutt. Mutt is a slang term for vagina, which hasn't been used in a long time.
Shortening that now, too.
So what did you call it?
I think it was just vagina, but then the craze came around with Oprah and it was vajayjay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was seriously like when we're talking about, like when you talked about it, it was mutt because it was just...
No, this is
what I'm saying. There I'm is being no honest way. With you.
Okay. We used to call our penis our dickie, which was apparently strange.
Adorable. Jiny.
Because it would be like, oh, my dear. I don't know why we would say dickie a lot. I know mum would be like, Louie, take your hand off your dicky. Because I was one of those kids that constantly had my hand on my dick, mm-hmm. on my dicky.
Yeah.
And then one of my brothers actually had to go to hospital because he had a sore dicky.
Mm. Is that brother in the room?
Like I admitted, yes, it was there. And, oh, this is a good sore, actually.
Now, so do you want to come defend yourself?
Sam must have been, how old were you, Sam? About 8 or 9? Yeah, and he complained about a sore penis because he was a fucking idiot.
And, what did
he do? He played with it too much. He stretched it too much. He tied rocks. He kept putting rocks in his foreskin. No, I don't know. He just was sore. I think it was. But what was funny is that mum took him to the doctors, but with me and Miles with her. So Sam's, say, 8. I'm like 10. Miles is like 5. And we're just sort of standing there while the doctor's like playing with Sam's dick and like trying to figure out why I was sore. And like, you got to pull it back and do this. And me and Miles like, okay. Yeah, I got to see my brother's dick for a quite extended period of time.
But surely you guys always like hopped in the shower or the bath and stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't go, oi, Sam, pull your forey back so I can have a look.
You guys definitely did that.
Pull your forey back so I can have a looky-loo.
You guys are probably, what's that thing where they...
Docking.
Docking.
Docking for the uninitiated is where a man with a foreskin actually...
You always go into this mode of like explaining these things in...
So I need a video. We need to be really professional at video. Yeah. So that's where the foreskin of one man actually engulfs the head of another man's penis. Now, double docking is when you actually go one over the other and then that one goes back over the other.
Oh.
It's like the handshake the bra boys do. Strongest bond. A lot of fathers and sons do it, probably.
And brothers.
What were we talking about?
Sam's UTI or something.
He didn't clean his forey properly. Kept hiding money in there because he didn't have a wallet. So we called it Dicky. You called it...
Jiny, I think, was like...
But never Mort.
Well, Mort was like a more...
The joke.
Yeah, but yeah. It was like... What's your jiny?
I think growing up, yeah, it was... I don't think there's been a lot of new words. I think there's more new words for vagina than there is penis. I think it's been dick, cock.
That's it. Know. Men are just like, we'll give...
Pork sword, but I think that's actually an older term.
Pork sword?
Yeah. I think it's actually a medieval term.
King
vagina.
Arthur was the creator of that one.
Vagina had like... I know axe wound was one.
Yes.
That's rough.
Wizard sleeve? Isn't that...
I think it is for a very loose sort of vulvary.
A loose labia?
Yeah. Labias, I think we determined. Pair of labias. Like a pair of underpants. It's a single item, but you call them a pair. You know what I mean?
Okay, can we?
Can you stop looking at my labias? Labias? Labias?
Labias. Labia.
What else we got here? Oh, money transfers. Okay. Yeah. This is something, I don't think we talked about this, but M transferred me some money for a gift that we went in on. And as I've done many times, and I know people have done to me, she sent it as drug money. Mm. The transfer was drug money. It was $50.
Very clever on my half, I thought.
And you know what? It was that normal, honestly, because I've sent money to people under drug money, sex money, child support, heroin money. Never.
You got specific with the
terms. Yeah, yeah. Like never. And it was always a good joke. I suddenly get this notification from an email from Commonwealth Bank going, you have had one transfer that has been flagged. Please check your emails. And it was like, and it wasn't specific. It was like, you recently received some money at the transfer description. We can block these transfer decisions at transfers of money if we determine them to be illegal or immoral, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is this?
And then I
go into my account and I see M's called it drug money. And I'm like, fuck, we've been doing this forever. Yeah. And now they're like claiming, and we had a bit of a laugh. And then you showed me an article where people are getting knocked back on loans
and stuff.
Because it's like, you know, orgy money and sex money.
KKK funding money.
Do you have to pay to go to an orgy?
Just morally.
You know what? I know that it's hard for single blokes to get into orgies because they don't want just a bunch of single guys there. No, otherwise it's just... You know what? otherwise
docking,
it's just
guys.
Like,
everyone get your docking partner.
Double dock. The problem is if you double dock with someone, you can get stuck like a Chinese finger trap and you're stuck forever.
You know when dogs have sex, sometimes the penis will swell to a point where they actually get stuck together for a long period of time.
Yeah, it's called knotting or something, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that happened to me and Megan once. This is that moment Megan goes, oh, God damn it. Fucking talking about me again. Yes, no, if you actually want to see a fun, look up.
What? I've got photos of.
We've got dogs stuck together. And yeah, these.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know why I should know this or why I read it, but apparently it can happen to women having sex with dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Oh, yuck.
No? Yes.
Oh, God. Literally, Em.
Don't regret it.
I think Em jokes, but I think she would fuck a dog if it was a handsome dog. And she'd be like,
Schnauzers have good beards.
Just say, Schnauzers have good dicks.
That too.
You ever seen a Schnauzer dick? Can't say no.
Do yourself a favor. Look
always,
it up.
Always like Germans.
Shepherds? Their
no, Schnauzer. No.
I don't know.
What else are we talking? Oh. Oh, we've been talking about dicks and balls half the episode. Might as well just keep going on it. Run a bit of roll. My wife was telling me a story about how she went to the barber. So she was talking to one of her friends about taking toddlers to hairdressers. And if anyone has ever tried to take, say, a two-year-old to get their haircut, it can be a fucking nightmare.
Why is it so painful?
They just don't want people touching their hair and cutting
it. Do they think it's painful because they're going to get cut or something?
Oh, I think it's someone, a stranger holding them, and the clippers are sharp and that, and they lose their shit. And Charlie's had it done a couple of times, and it's neither of them been pleasant. And straight away, though, they leave and they're over it. Mm. But she was saying how... I think her friend took their toddler and in the process kicked this guy right in the testicles. Mm. And toddler shoes are heavy because the ratio of rubber is much higher than in regular shoes. But I can't think of another... Can you think of another job where you would get kicked straight in the testicles and be like, oh, that's fine?
I've been, I get jumped on by animals and then it hits me in the mutt.
Oh, he got me right in the mutt. Damn schnauzer. Goddamn German schnauzer.
I loved it. No.
I just can't think of many jobs where you will get kicked in the testicles.
You, and wouldn't,
just,
you wouldn't expect that.
And though. Just have to go, this is fine, and just keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Maybe have like we, nurses and stuff.
Did we talk about brother Miles getting haircuts when he was younger? Have we talked about that?
I don't know.
How we, he had one rule he told mum to tell the hairdressers not to talk to him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did talk about
Oh, no. This is where it's come. Episode 23. So now we just start recycling things.
Sometimes I forget what we just talk about in general life and what we talk about on the podcast. So
we talked about that lady I almost killed. Oh, no. It's come full circle.
No, you did.
We'll just start stealing things from TV. We're on a break. It's a Friends reference if anyone gives a shit.
TV like the Masked Singer?
Oh, fuck me. Channel 7.
No, it's not Channel 7, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's always shit.
Channel
10. There you go. Thanks, Sam.
Well, whatever. Fucking. Thank you. Thank you for sticking up for me, Sam.
Okay, Google Sam. That.
So what it is, it's a show where celebrities, I'm using fucking air quotes here, get dressed up in huge outfits.
Are you saying that Nikki Webster is not a celebrity?
Nikki Webster, star of the 2000 Olympics, a little bit, yeah. Mm. But either way, they get dressed up in full costumes, pre-record their songs because you obviously can't fucking record like... Oh,
I'm
was,
still not convinced of
no, that. No, this is... So imagine these people are in full wolf head. That's massive. It must weigh 5 kilos. They're holding the microphone a meter away from them. And me and Sam like, it must be pre-recorded. I'm like, nah, I don't think it is. I'm like, what do you fucking mean? All you hear is...
I've watched all of 6 seconds of the show, though.
And so they're in full outfits and they sing. And a panel of judges, including a bunch of... They're just fucking idiots, every single one of them. Do they try to guess who it is?
Yeah. And including Lindsay Lohan, who has no idea who anyone in Australia is.
And then it's like, no, it's actually a footballer from the 80s. And it's like, what the fuck is this? No one cares. You know what? They had, if they had to pull the head off and it's gone, it's Brad Pitt. You'd be like, fuck off. That's awesome. Mm. You pull the head off and he goes, it's actually Mark Holden, that judge from fucking Australian Idol a few years back. You go, what the fuck?
I reckon you're not too far off there. How many seasons of this can they do if these are the celebrities they've got for season one?
Well, the way, we might get on there.
I was about to say, we'll be on there next.
Em just got so excited she punched the microphone away for her. Very thought of being on television.
I hate the show, but I'll take it.
Oh, I would love to get noticed, actually, and being like, yeah, that's right, I am. Yeah, Lewis from, oh, they wouldn't put me on TV, though, I don't think.
Why?
I just don't think I got that face for TV.
No, you're right.
You should have been going, no. That's rude. You should have gone, Louie, don't be like that. You know when I called you fat last episode and I backtracked?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
She did.
Frick. What else have we got? Oh, N-word.
Yeah, thanks.
We actually joked about this last week.
What? Oh, yeah, saying the N-word.
How M, during our lost episode where we... didn't
the
record.
Lost episode.
The lost episode where we sat here for an hour talking to each other and actually didn't record. And we joked that M said the N-word dozens of times. Now, there's been unrelated nonsense between my brothers and I. There's this story of this bloke who's been threatened to say the N-word, a Twitter personality, but that doesn't... But then when I had a chat to him, and people don't believe me, but there's no one... I don't think a lot of people like to hear the N-word. Especially from white people. But apparently a lot of what it is how certain white people say it. So I'm going to have to say it here.
No, you're not.
I have to.
Louie, no.
I have to.
No.
Nagger. That's a South Park reference. No, the word is nigger. I'm sorry. God. I'm not. I'm using it for just, look, it's a word. You know what I mean? Yeah. But what I'm saying is that apparently it's the hard R. That a lot of people don't like, which is how you end the word with nigger rather than nigger. Apparently, that's an issue.
So you're telling me if I walk up to a bunch of African American men,
I thought you were about to say if I walked up to a bunch of N words, and that's the line, and you almost cross it.
And I pronounce it with more of an A than an R, I would be perfectly accepted.
No, I'm not saying you'd be perfectly accepted, but if you went, if you walked up to a bunch of, you know, black guys that maybe you're acquaintances with, and you went, "How my niggas going?" Oh, they might be like, "Oh, hey, Em, we'd prefer if you didn't use that word." But if you were not going, "Hey, you niggers going," they're going to go, "Oh, you're fucking asking for it." You know what I'm saying?
I have no comment on this.
Podcasts ever filtered? Like, hopefully, we can say what we want, I think. Yeah. Can we get banned?
Yes.
No, surely we can't get banned. There's like hate groups that release podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they listen to us.
Just, we hate NOTR.
No, they love us because we say what they're all thinking. No, so it's just, I just thought it was funny talking about it. Like, yeah, like it's obviously a horrible word to say, and I think a lot of people use it that shouldn't use it, but apparently that isn't especially.
I don't think we should give words so much power, but that's
right, you dirty sluzzer bitch cunt whore. Too much power in words. Everyone's crying now.
I'm all right with it.
I am all those things.
I can't deny
you didn't
any of
say
that.
Ugly.
Did you say fat? Woohoo.
Didn't call me fat or ugly. I'm fine.
It's all that matters.
Let's talk about a recent craze, I'd say you'd probably call it, in India.
Oh.
It's in India. I know it's in Bangladesh, I think Pakistan to a lesser extent. So what's happened in a lot of these countries in the last couple of years, they've pretty much gone from minimal telecommunications and internet to suddenly they're getting like 1 million new users a week or something with mobile internet. Sorry, I got a bit.
Just talk amongst yourselves, guys.
I love that. That's how good my co-host is. I lean away to burp and she's like,
"You really took me off guard though."
And she's like, "What the hell are we meant to do? Louis away from the microphone."
Excuse me,
seconds.
I burp like 17 times a show and I don't ever have to be like, "I'm going to burp."
Yeah, but when you burp, I don't just stand there going, nothing.
I was just in shock that you did that.
Okay, so because there's these countries where they haven't had internet, a lot of them wouldn't have had phones growing up, and suddenly all these young people and older people as well have mobile phones with internet and, you know, calling and texting, all that sort of stuff. And these also went from areas where they would have, like, regularly when it came to dating, would have come from, you know, families that would have arranged marriages or at least, like, arranged dates and where they would help the, you know, the guys to...
I wish I had an arranged marriage.
No.
It's a different topic altogether, though.
I think because it's a dowry where the husband's family or is it
has
the...
pay?
No, actually, I think it's the other way. I think it's where the bride's family pays the husband family a dowry to take on the daughter because women are a...
burden.
Yeah, liability burden.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's take that out of context. What did Louis say? Women and they're a liability and a burden. And I think he said the N-word several times. But I think for you, the problem is that I don't think you could give someone a large enough dowry for them to take you. All the gold in wherever gold's popular.
I'm worth my weight in gold. I can't cook.
I feel like you were trying to lead me into another weight joke there. Hey, you want to call me fat?
come to my advantage now.
So there's all these blokes that are now contacting random women, as they're generally in India, Bangladesh and stuff like that, and just calling them being like, "Hello?" And they're like, "Yeah, hello, is this?" And they're like, "Oh, you have a sexy voice. Should we go on a date?" Mm-hmm. And them going, "I don't know who you are. What is this?" Mm-hmm. So just a random person.
Do they not have Tinder?
They maybe do. But it's just...
That's pretty much what Tinder is, but like...
I guess it is. But you just got to remember as well that they've suddenly just... They've never had this. You know what I mean? We've grown up with first the phone and then the mobile with texting and then so-and-so-and-so. Hold on, we've got someone looking in our room.
Another fan.
It's Megan, and we actually don't tell about the me getting knotted in. Oh, doesn't matter. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. She won't be happy after she hears the episode, but she hasn't heard the bad part yet. Yeah, so, Em, have you ever had someone crack onto you purely from...
Sam just always...
Hit me with a lamp. Purely crack onto you from, like, that random, like, missed call or heard you over a phone for one reason or another or anything like that?
I don't have a sexy voice.
No, you
and
don't,
I talk like a bogan. So, most people think I'm a man.
No, I wouldn't say bogan. I'd say uneducated.
Mm.
You're fat, you're ugly, you're dumb, whore, slut. Don't give power to words. Sticks and stones may break my bones and words will destroy me.
I've been told I have, I've been told by some guy that I had a really nice voice and
yeah, but
we
that's
used to
just
talk on the phone a fair bit, but I think that was just...
Was this when you're working for the phone sex place?
Yes, yep.
Would you ever do phone sex with a guy?
Yeah.
Where you paid for it?
Oh, I was going to say I have done, but I didn't get paid for it.
No, but would you ever like...
Do it as a job.
Yeah, would you do it as a job?
Yeah.
I don't know if you could do it.
No, I think I'd be really good at it.
Not with the burping. Oh, okay.
Do you reckon some guys are into that though? Because I could make a lot of money.
I guarantee there is. If there are guys into everything, feet, armpits, you know... Oh,
I've got both of those things.
Talking about strange sexual preferences, I
went love to armpits.
I love fucking an armpit. No, I was out shopping the other day. Actually, this is going really badly. But no, and Megan, my wife, because she's pregnant at the moment, she can't eat dairy. Just something hit her, and I got her some dairy free.
Was it you?
I knocked the dairy intolerance right into her. And but I got us pretty much what you would call it is dairy-free feta. But they can't call it that because it's actually vegan. So there's no animal products in it whatsoever. So it's just called Greek style, which is anal sex.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
No, why is it Greek style?
It's just what they call it. Anal sex is called Greek style.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Megan, I got you some
Greek style feta. Like
I said, Megan, do you want some Greek style? And she went, what, cheese or the sex? I went, she went, because both. I love both, but the cheese booga, with dinner. Booga, remember? Greek style, no babies.
We should come up with one of those every episode.
But then Spanish styles where you have sex with the boobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They call that hot dogging. It's a good image, good visual.
So what's Australian style?
Well, there is the Australian kiss. It's like the French kiss, but down under.
Oh.
That's cunnilingus. Cunnilingus? Cunnilingus. That's the technical term.
You having a stroke?
Do you know what cunnilingus is?
No.
What the hell? It's what cunnilingus is going down on a woman. It's called cunnilingus.
No, it's not.
Have you ever had it? You should ask Dan to get it one
day.
They
put what where?
They put their tongue on my moot. My moot's for peeing. Oh, you're in for a treat.
Can't wait to lose my virginity.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
Especially if you know them. Okay, so I don't know where we are now.
What are we even talking about?
Let's talk about dreams. Actually, this is a like to thank. Fuck, what was his name? I always ask for people to fucking message in and give us things to talk about, and then when someone actually does,
it really catches us off guard. Really,
I should forget who it was.
Why are you messaging us?
I should have asked his full name. It's a.murray.m. Andrew McAllister. He's a Scottish bloke. He's our international listener, I believe.
Yes.
He wanted us to talk about dreams. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got to be careful talking about dreams because most of the time it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Because, okay, unless the only dream...
Unless you're in it.
Yes. Mm. The only dream, if someone came up to me I work with and was like, I had a dream last night that I made a Vegemite sandwich, but I don't like Vegemite sandwiches, and I woke up. I'm like, fuck me.
Yeah.
And people out there going, I know, you're listening. Some people love telling you dreams, and they're usually fucking shit.
Yeah.
The only dream I want to hear about is if it's a sex dream and I was in it, or a sex dream and I know someone else in it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed if you have a sex dream about someone, you might have no interest in them whatsoever.
Yep. I know what you're about to say.
And then suddenly you're like,
oh my God,
I think I want to fuck him.
Yeah. I do it. And it's like someone that you have known kind of, it's like might be like a family friend or a friend of a friend that you've met like half a dozen times.
And there's never been anything there. No. And it just suddenly, and it's probably only lasts for say less than a week. And it's just like this intrigue. I think I want to fuck this person. I only have them about my wife now. I have to say that so Megan's happy. Is she in the room?
No.
She's behind me. So hot tip, if you want to tell someone your dream, it's got to be, if you're talking about, I had a dog that had a black collar, but my dog's got a red collar. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Here she is. Wife's back in the room. Perfect timing. But if it's about, hey, I had a dream where I fucked you, then you go, oh, right. That's actually half interesting.
Yeah.
But there is common dreams everyone has, yeah.
Yeah. I have, I think we talked about earlier, my teeth falling out.
That
means something.
I think it's something about you're a blowjob queen if your teeth always fall out.
Yes.
It's like, hey.
It would make it easier.
They're like, it's almost your body warning you, stay down this path, your teeth are going to fall out.
Yeah.
Encouraging,
I would say.
I have that one. Also, the common dream where I go out somewhere, I'm not wearing any pants.
Ah.
Do you ever have that one?
Yeah, I do. But I also often have the one where I try to run from something or to something and I just don't move.
Yeah, that's because you're lazy.
Huh. Oh, that happens all the time.
No, but I do. And I'm sure a lot of people out there have the same dream where you have no pants, but you're wearing a shirt.
Mm.
And I just love that so many people would have this dream.
Yeah.
That you are in your dream like, oh, God, I must have put on a shirt this morning, but I forgot to put any underpants or pants on. Terrifying.
Have you heard of lucid dreaming?
Oh, yeah. I haven't done it. I used to be able to control my dreams a lot. So, lucid dreaming.
Really?
Yeah, when I was younger. Not as much now. So, lucid dreaming was where you can actually, you realize you're dreaming and you can control elements of your dream.
Yeah.
And you don't wake up and you can almost, and I just, this is so seedy now. Megan is behind me now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
What are you going to say?
Because when I knew how to lucid dream, I just try to fuck people in my dream.
Oh, my God. Why did I not see this coming?
I could see me. I could feel me, Megan staring daggers in my back. I just try to fuck Megan in my dreams.
Oh, it's beautiful, saved. Megan. That wasn't in your wedding vows.
Such a romantic. Whenever I dream, I always dream of fucking Megan. Thank you for coming, everyone.
I do.
Yeah, so that's what I used to do with my lucid dream. But yeah, you can control your dreams. And like, you'd probably do something fucking stupid like, you know.
Cut some dicks off.
I'd eat a bunch of dicks with no repercussions. What are you allergic to? You probably eat gluten, eat bread.
Yeah.
You fucking loser. Just go. Do something fun.
Go. I actually often have dreams, I'd call them nightmares, that I'm eating meat.
Oh, my God. This is why people hate vegetarians.
No, this is, honestly,
my biggest nightmare is eating meat.
No, but I'll have a dream that I'm eating, like, something from McDonald's or a steak or something, and then I wake up, like, panicking that I've eaten meat.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, still happy to get you on as a sponsor. It's funny you talk about that because you love the animals alive. And I sent you that video of that duck laughing. And it's actually going, ha, 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 ha,
yeah.
It sounds like someone laughing. Yeah. And I thought, I'll send it to you. It's funny. And I sent it, and you're like, I'd find this funny if I didn't know that the duck was probably getting to get slaughtered.
It was getting transported to its.
And I went, yeah, but it seems to be in a pretty good mood about it. It's laughing its head off.
Poor duck.
He was laughing. But, yeah, so, okay. What would come from this? Dreams. I just fuck people in my dreams. M is scared about eating meat.
Mm.
And then we fall in love with people we have sex dreams about for a very short period.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Megan,
I'm just going to explain to Megan what we're talking about.
Nah, let's, Megan,
I forgot that we were recording.
Yeah, we're actually doing a podcast. what else have we got up here? Thanks for calling in. I've already forgotten his name. McAllister?
Yeah.
The Scottish bloke.
Yeah, well, how did we get a Scottish fan?
Didn't you get railed by a bunch of Scots when you went over there?
Well, yeah, but
you kept lifting up you kept lifting up kilts, going, oh, undies, oh, undies, and you're like, ah, oh, no undies.
Nope.
And then you had the dream about losing your teeth.
Nope.
Nope.
This did not happen.
It was a Friend of a friend of a friend.
Oh.
Yeah. Finny. Ella Finney's friend? No one cares. No one out there's going, how do you know him? But Louie, who? How do you know him? Give us more fucking details on people we don't know about. And what did you dream about last night? Was it dogs? Was it cats? Shut up, Em.
Every fucking time.
What was, you were at the train station the other day.
Yeah, so I catch the train to work because I love the environment. And I was sitting there and this girl came and sat on the seat next to me and then just started smoking. And I was like, well, this is great.
Well, not on the train, at the station.
Yeah. No, at the station.
Yeah. Clear it up for our listeners.
I said that, didn't I?
I think you need to be more professional.
Anyway, there was a guy who was like on the train waiting platform across the tracks.
So probably, what, 10 metres away?
Yeah. And then he started yelling out to this chick. And at the time I had headphones on. And I was probably listening to our podcast, as I do. And I was trying to listen to what he was saying. But he yelled something out. And then he came over the top of the track, like over the stairs, and then just sat down next to this chick. And he's like, oh, I think you're pretty hot. And like...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And...
That's balls.
And he's like, oh, can I have a cigarette? And then they started smoking together. And then he's like, oh, and she's like, oh, yeah, cool. And he's like, oh, so what's your story? She's like, oh, I just got out of jail. And now I'm just going to go try find somewhere to live. And then he's like, oh, you can come live with me if you want. And
fuck then off. Are you serious?
Yeah. And then they literally just like exchanged numbers. And he's like, anyway, I got to go catch a train and went back over. And I'm like, I just witnessed the start of a beautiful love story.
That's how I met Megan.
Which one of you just got out of jail?
Both of us, actually.
Nice.
It was like that movie Serendipity.
Yeah.
With, more prison tattoos.
Yeah.
Remember, you know, I'll get back to your story in a second, but just while I think about it. You know those the tear tattoos that you see on some, they're generally, I guess, considered prison tattoos. So it looks like a teardrop coming out of the corner of your eye near closest to your ear. And years back, my brother Miles was like, you know why people get those teardrop tattoos? I'm like, oh, why is that? He goes, that's when they get raped in prison.
I was about to say
that. I'm like, what?
Someone, I've heard that before.
It's fuck, why would you get raped in prison then, guys? But why would you get raped in prison and go, better get that tattoo now?
To show everyone.
Got raped 4 times in prison. Here's my tattoos to show it. And I'm like, that, and as Miles was telling me, I'm like, this doesn't sound right. Why would you get a tattoo to tell everyone you got raped? And you could see it click in his head going, I don't know why I told this place.
Did you just make it up?
I don't know. He must have been told as well. No,
I've heard it somewhere before too.
Okay, so you met these two people.
I didn't like go, oh, hey guys, this is beautiful. Like, I was just listening. I just pressed pause on my phone and pretended I was still listening. Okay.
Kept bopping your head.
Yeah.
I'm still listening.
Great podcast.
I can't believe. Okay, you know what? You want to say you can't believe it, but there are Darrows out there. And they were Darrows, I'm guessing.
Big Darrows.
Can you imagine just going, hey, oh, you know what? For most people, red flag, just got out of prison. I'm guessing for him, that was a big green flag.
Yeah, he liked it. He was all about it. I mean, I would never, I don't know if you're going to say, would you ever go up to someone and be like, hey, I think you're hot?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I would probably do it if I was drunk at a bar.
Yeah, but not at a train station.
But even then, I don't know if I would.
What about dating someone who went to prison?
It depends what for.
For murder.
No.
For rape.
Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck.
At least you know they're not a vert. No, I don't know.
Oh! don't. I thought I was going to be getting in trouble with that, and then you
can't
going.
Say the N-word like 10 times and then have a go at me.
No, I said it. Look, there are words that have to be said. It's humor. It's comedy. We needed to say the N-word to make the joke.
We didn't do anything. You did it.
You said you saw that bunch of N-words. Okay, so...
Have you ever just gone up to a chick and been, how did you guys meet?
At the Cambridge, at Jebediah.
Oh, that's how Daniel and I met.
Yeah.
Not at Jebediah.
But Megan didn't give me a blowjob in the toilet.
That's where we differ. I gave Megan one.
Cunnilingus. Cunny what? I can't believe you don't know that term.
I've never heard it.
She just went, eat me mutt. Oh, yuck. That's that moment. Everyone's listening just goes, ugh. Well, that's enough of me.
And well, that's where I am out.
We'll see you that episode where 50 minutes in, everyone just drops out. you would date a guy that went to prison, but it depends on what for.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
What if he was wrongly accused?
What? Wrongly accused murderer?
No.
Oh, I got accused
that
for,
happens.
For killing, raping and eating a woman, but I didn't rape her. Excuse me?
Would you? Would you date a woman that's been in prison?
Yeah. Did. Have. Married.
Oh.
No, I don't think Megan's broken any laws. She can be a pain in the ass.
Mm.
She gets really bitey at times. Like, oh. So, this one of our first episodes, we talked about you two fucking idiots using the ice trays in our house, not filling them up.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep.
And as we said, the problem is that it's not like filling up the fucking, putting the toilet roll on. It's ice takes hours to fucking freeze. So, it's a fucking problem. Once again today, oh, Megan's used a bunch here. That's all right. The tray wasn't empty. There's two or three ice cubes. Next tray, same fucking thing. She used 3/4 of it. I'm like, Megan, this is horseshit. And she's like, ha, 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 ha.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but at what point do you go, I'm going to refill? Because if you
that's what I'm saying. We've got 3 ice cube trays.
Oh, okay.
I will accept that there is one that is not full.
Mm.
The other two should have ice in it or water in the process of turning into ice. When I got the first tray and there was 4 pieces left, that's fine. It's fucking life. Put those out, put in my cup. Went to go to the next tray. What do I find? 3/4 empty.
Water. Oh.
Not water. That's what I mean. And then I'm like, Megan, and I tried to punish her by tipping a water bowl out, but she didn't really give a shit. But then she tries to catch me and she's like, well, you know, you're getting up me about the ice. What about that iced tea? You only left like a centimeter of it in the container. And I'm like, Megan, I haven't fucking drunk any of your iced tea. She drank it herself and then tries to blame me for leaving a little bit in there. Baby brain.
I was going to say baby brain. Your wife's about to have a baby. Leave her alone.
As I've said before, she has the brain of a baby. That's the difference. Fucking tit for tat.
Were you like sitting on that iced tea thing all day? Like, I can't wait to throw this in his face.
No, I literally just like floated it when he was trying to get me.
She was just thinking, just rattling through her head. What can I yell back at him? Oh, that's right. That iced tea in the fridge where there's only 5 mil left. I'll have a go at him about that. Haven't had any of it. Yelling, she's getting angry about something she did herself. That's like going, well, how about that shit you put in my underpants? What? I didn't shit in your underpants. Oh, I guess it was me then. how far are we in? have we talked about everything? Let's have a look at this. We've done that. We've talked about...
I think Sam brought that up, how old is too old to wear your hat backwards.
Well, I don't want to lose any listeners, but yeah, my brother was talking about guys in their probably getting 30s that still wear their hat backwards.
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong, we could have listeners right now that got their hat backwards going, where's this fucking going? Slowly spinning it around. I guess
they're about sideways hat.
That's worse. That's heaps worse. But what would you, do you like guys in hats or whatever? Doesn't
yeah. Matter. Not like cowboy hats, but like caps, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Do you like guys in top hats? What about stovepipe hats, the really tall ones, like Abraham Lincoln? Love them. Yes. If Dan came out and suddenly he had his hat on backwards, would you cop that?
I think he has done. Oh, he loves to wear a cap.
Backwards, though? What if he was rapping to Eminem? You gotta lose yourself.
I'd just be naked straight away.
I was trying to do an Eminem rap then. I couldn't for the life of me thinking anything after Lose Yourself. Lose Yourself in the music.
He always does that mum spaghetti thing.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so is there an age?
Yeah, I reckon anything after 25 is not okay.
25?
Yeah.
What if you're balding?
Just embrace it.
And just no hat forwards?
Because I hate seeing, like, I've gotten to know guys that, like, wear a cap all the time and then you finally see them without a hat and you're like, bah!
you know fooled me. There's all these guys out there going, fuck me. I don't like losing my hair. I wear a hat. And now he hears women going, bah!
I'm just so glad that women can't lose. I mean, women can lose their hair, but, like, it's not a common thing.
And there's all these women out there with alopecia now that are just crying into their hats.
Women wear wigs though.
Yeah. There you go. Would you toupee. Date a man? Would you date a man that wore a wig or a toupee?
No.
That's rude.
I'm wearing. Don't one ask right me now. A question. And
what
then-
about? Don't fucking pull this shit with me. This is literally half our fucking
Would you
podcast.
Date a woman that had a head shaved?
Yeah. It's hot.
Yep. There you go, Megan.
Megan suddenly just pulls a wig off. Ta-da. And you go, ah! Would you date a man that had to wear a merkin, which is a pubic hair wig?
Oh, no. Why would he have to wear a merkin?
Religion.
It's a Jewish thing.
I swear half these podcasts, I will ask you the most crazy shit. And then just 1 out of 10, you'll be like, what is this? Why are you doing this to me? But every week it's the same. And you just go along with it to a point. Then you're like, yeah. You're just trying to fucking frame me for shit.
Yeah, and then you just make up what I say anyway.
So you want to fuck dead people.
That was a private conversation.
I think the term fucking dead people is probably going to end it for us.
As it should.
So this episode's been up and down. Sorry for offending anyone. But it's all, I'm trying to have proper conversations. Sometimes you've got to use words you don't like. Sometimes you've got to call them a stinky whore. It's just how things work.
Yeah.
But thanks again for listening, guys. We will try to catch up again soon, although we do have things coming up, including my wife having a baby sometime the next week. So if we don't catch up,
woo-hoo.
It's only because my wife's banned me from podcasting because that's the sort of woman she is. She doesn't like me.
Can we take
fun.
These podcasts to the hospital and like record?
Oh, they'd love that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Record the birth.
Yes.
Megan, you up for that?
Yes, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, bae.
Bae, she calls me. So, yeah, there you go. First podcast live from a delivery suite.
Yeah, this will be great.
You know, I will, like, just as a sign off, when Megan was actually giving birth to our son, Charlie, she was in bad state.
She's not looking impressed with what you're about to do.
No, she actually turned to me in a moment of like she just was fed up. And she said, oh, Louis, honest to God, she went, can you tell me a joke? And I went, oh, I haven't really got any. And another contraction.
The moment you were needed.
And I went, I haven't really got any, just the classics. And then she went into another contraction. That was it. The one moment I had to shine.
So
fucked it up.
She had to be in the most extreme pain of her life to ask you to tell her a joke.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's rude. On that note, I think we should end it. Okay. Goodbye, everyone, and we'll catch up when we can catch up.
Fare thee well.